Welcome back to Fatherson Legacy News and Views from the Papa Island News Team on Radio Petrus Philly, DAD 1300.
Genocide bonds have gone way up to nearly 10 times their value since Stepboy Dearest's announcement of his impending boy genocide, rewarding investors who speculated on an impending genocide of boys.
And I just think that is so great when people can predict when a genocide's going to happen.
Oh,
or
that's
a lot of violence.
Market efficiency.
Being able to predict that, I mean.
Valuable, valuable skill.
They can use that to invest.
In other news, a local papa is being called a hero after sacrificing his son to save a stranger's property.
I'm not a hero. It's just what I would want to be done for me.
I just thank him, and I thank him, and I thank him, because this trading card he saved, it's rare. And it's a limited edition, and it's signed. I don't know what I would have done without it.
In other news, 16 scholars of the Fatherson system and its teachings have been revealed to be secret boy cult-affiliated traitors this week, as it is alleged they penned an open letter, which has not been released to the public because it's not true and false and damaging. Fatherson officials say that they have already been executed.
In other news, disaster preparedness officials at the Father Watch Public Safety Agency have complained that all of their resources have been taken away to aid in the genocide efforts, saying they do not object to the swift and total annihilation of boys, but they want to maintain their ability to deploy quickly in case of hypothetical weather events. Fatherson officials say they have already been executed.
Am I the only one who's sick of these hypocritical and whiny public safety officials demanding resources in a time of genocide?
Oh, our hypothetical weather events are so important compared to the real crisis we're facing of boys.
You know, I've said it before and I'll say it again, the whole world's gone stupid.
Yeah. Good riddance.
In other news, it's crackdown week in the Fatherson Protectorate Military Alliance, and generals are inviting you, the viewers, to suggest even more grandiose and intrusive ways to crack down on boys and the papas who protect and abet their boyish ways. This week's prize, a Legacy Collection Daticus Luxury Tobacco Pipe and Cufflinks, valued at $250,000 mustache points. Now, I know you had your eye on this, but it's a little too expensive, right?
Yeah, on a newscaster's salary, not gonna happen. But hey, fingers crossed, I'll have someone to report. Maybe I can win.
And as always, do report your neighbors if they are boy sympathizers, have boyish ways, if they walk or speak like a boy, or they have that little sparkle in their eye that may belie a suspected whimsical nature. We don't expect you to know for sure, but report it if you suspect it. And because everyone has nothing to hide, they have nothing to fear, always open the doors for our crackdown Gestapo. Sorry, this is a quote from the military leaders. Every minute of every day is a good minute to comply, and you should always comply fully with our various requests, signed leader of the military. Contest is open. Have a chance to win. Do you have any neighbors you're thinking of suspecting, cracking down on, and reporting?
I did think I saw a bit of a boyish glint the other day when my neighbor pulled up into his driveway.
It's better safe than sorry. I think you need to report him immediately, and he may need to go to jail. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks again to our sponsor, Enslaved Boy Shrimp Company. Fine shrimp picked by the finest enslaved boys, the copy says. Good night.
Papa and Boy
Adventures.
Hey, Dad, can you help me understand this most recent wave of government crackdowns against boys? Is the government mad at me?
Oh, boy. I know it's confusing, but everything's going to turn out okay. Things are rough right now, but it's just the darkest time before the dawn.
Thanks, Dad. You made me feel so much better.
The Fatherson system knows best.
Do you want to spend the day with me and play and teach me things?
Part of me would almost love to, but I gotta get to work right now. I'm a small adult surgeon, and I have a big surgery to perform today.
Can't we stay together?
No, the surgery room is no place for a boy. You stay here and...
But you'll be back soon?
I promise.
You're gonna be back later, right? Then we'll be together again, right, Dad?
We'll always be together.
Soon, right?
I'm coming home to you, boy.
It's that same horrible nightmare again that I don't care about anymore.
steps on Dearest.
Assistant, walk her into my bedroom. I'm getting up. Just had a great dream, actually. I was doing a genocide.
Excellent, excellent. I just needed to go over a few things about the first annual Father Dearest Memorial Propaganda War Party.
Yeah, we need to get musicians, people who were close to him and can speak to his greatness. And we need to think about the media properties we're going to launch.
I was just wondering about this date. It's only a few weeks away. Are we sure Father Dearest, you know, he's still alive. I just talked to him.
Yes, he's a dead man walking. He's basically already dead. I've been talking to his doctors extensively. They actually wanted to move the funeral up. They said if we have a funeral too late after when he dies, the amount of unprocessed grieving time could cause stress-related illnesses that then they'd have to treat. So they're still, like, probably texting me right now, pissed off still. But I just care about my dad, so it's hard for me to...
Yeah, I just...
And we signed a Helix agreement so I can speak legally on behalf of him, and I can say, yes, I am about to die. And you can quote him on that.
All right, yeah, that all checks out. Thank you.
Hello, yeah, you wanted to check in about the genocide plans for G-Day today, yeah. We gotta liberate Old Poppeton first, surround the perimeter, gas the escapees, destroy their monuments, the Temple of Imagination, Statue of Hilarious Boy, all that kind of stuff. By the end of the day, we'll probably hit Boysville and Boytropolis. From there, it'll be about 10 days. We could take the whole of the Free Boy territories, I think, yeah. No, I already approved those prefab gas chambers. How many did you say? No, we need two or three times. There's so many boys that need to be gassed with Neverboy turning them into fathers as part of our campaign of genocide. I mean, did you even read the email? If you're hearing disgruntled murmuring from the rank and file, I give you permission to kill them or whatever if you need to. Okay, look, I have to go. Major Daddy's here. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Step Boy Dearest, I'm glad you called this meeting. I think we need to talk.
Yeah, Major Daddy. Oh, no, I've been meaning to do this for quite some time. Have a seat on the big Papa armchair here. I'll sit on the second Papa armchair.
We need to stop this.
The
boy genocide.
Oh, yeah, the boy genocide.
The tension between Papa and boys is the engine of history.
Right.
So eliminating that tension is going to cause history to collapse upon itself.
Okay.
There is no single helix. Papas and boys are like a double helix, moving together through time. They're a complete circuit where the father overpowers and directs the boy as a subordinate secondary. Have you even read the original Founding Fatherson texts?
No, it's not that I'm not open to this, but I think different people interpret Papa Fatherson in different ways.
Papa Fatherson again. Boys are necessary as a vessel for their father's dreams. And their success is tangible proof that that father has succeeded in his world historical duty. You've never even been a papa. You don't even know how happy a good boy makes a papa. Just as Papa Fatherson theorized.
If I'm hearing you right, you're saying that the Fatherson system is structurally built upon the repression, subjugation, and exploitation of boys, and absent the exploitable second class, the Fatherson system will have some sort of like internal instability, that this boy genocide serum that transforms boys into papas so we can put them right to work by forcing them to become papas too fast without the guiding hand of a stern father could risk creating a group of papas who aren't...
There'll still be boys inside.
Yeah, you might be right. Here, you want a cigar? Pop this open.
Sure, but if you think you're going to win me over with a fine cigar, it's not...
Ooh. Good cigars, eh?
Yeah. It's a bit harsh, but...
really good cigars.
Oh, this... cigars. Really?
What's wrong, Major
Steps
Daddy?
On yours,
you don't like poison cigars?
Treacherous little boy.
Insolent, boyish Major Daddy. I know more than you think I know. You and 10 other generals have been preparing this open letter saying that I'm immature and not ready to lead, that I can't fill my father's shoes.
That's true.
That insinuates that I'm trying to shuffle him out of the way when he says that you should be the successor.
That Helix agreement you signed with him is bunk. Boy can't speak for the papa. It's not how it works. It was my patriotic duty to blow the whistle on you to save the Fatherson Protectorate. Tell the head, I'm sorry.
Hello?
Hello, hospital? Yes. Major Daddy's here. He seems to have collapsed from staying up all night eating candy. He had a big tummy ache and then he just fell right down.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Hilarious Boys' second annual death pageant in memorial.
That's right, everybody. We're here to celebrate the life and the message of Hilarious Boy once again.
He was a special boy, and he was a hardworking boy. He was a funny boy, and we would unite under him if he was still here. But unfortunately, he was taken too soon, and we now know why. We have a message from Unforgiving Boy, our interim leader, to share here on this solemn day, which is important to understand what's going to be happening next.
So let's welcome to the stage, Unforgiving Boy.
Thank you. We're gathered here today to celebrate the life and legacy of Hilarious Boy. In that spirit, I must reveal a horrible truth. The real killer of Hilarious Boy was none other than his close friend, confidant, and student, Boy Dangerous. The very same man who killed General Slingshot just weeks ago. And so it is my great pleasure to announce that we're going to be starting today's funeral with an execution.
Thank you so much, Unforgiving Boy, for that.
Yeah. That's going to start things off with a bang.
As is traditional, he has the right to say his death words
right,
before he is executed.
What is he going to say? What does Boy Dangerous have to say for himself?
Is he going to own up to it? Is he going to deny it to the end? Is he going to throw his collaborators under the bus to try to make himself look good? Do what's right or turn on those closest to him?
I heard rumors from some of the guards that he was deep in conversation with one of his boy collaborators about his death words, so I know he's been thinking about what he's going to say. So we're all thinking about what he's going to say, too.
Yeah, and I heard from some of the guards backstage just before we came out that he's been in a deep contemplation about the
silent
conversation that he'd previously had.
Is he changing his mind from that conversation?
He'd be at war with himself on what these death words might say.
Oh, and look, there he is.
Here he comes. There.
Boy Dangerous.
Boy Dangerous in the chains and the loincloth.
To think just an hour ago, he thought he was going to be hosting this event, and now he's in chains, going to be executed for treason. It's ironic.
Life is funny like that sometimes.
It looks like they're having trouble turning the microphone on.
He tried to say some of his death words, but it's not ready yet. Oh, that sounds like a serious alarm. Is that warships on the horizon? They've got mustaches on them.
It's a foreign invasion.
I hear gunshots.
They're getting the bouncy castles. The bouncy castles are collapsing on the boys. They're tangled up inside. They can't get out. There's a tank. It's going to crash into the crowd. Move, people, move.
Papa bombers overhead. Set up the booby trap.
This is Stepson Dearest. All boys turn yourself in to be de-boyified. Boys who resist or fight back will be terminated. This is your chance to join a new society, a new world. Papa and Papa, no boy. Everyone goes to work. No one has to take care of anyone but themselves. Nobody has a dad to boss them around. Give up now. Turn yourself in.
All right, boys, we knew this day was coming. But today is where we make our last stand. Now I want each and every one of you to get out there and bring me 10 Papa mustaches. And I want those mustaches.
Okay, everyone, get in the void plane. Pull it back into the elastic. Pull.
And release.
Baby bird is down. I repeat, baby bird is down.
Circle back. There's more of them.
Contemplative boy, we gotta get out of here.
I was just thinking about what this is all gonna mean for our way of life.
I understand your imaginativeness, but they're gonna burn the Temple of Imagination to the ground.
You go on without me. I'm gonna stay here in the temple.
But, contemplative boy, we need you.
The unlimited well of the spirit of the boy, cascading variations of beauty and potentiality of boyish imagination, will protect me.
Yeah, I'm an elite Papa sniper. I've done 4 tours out in boy cult territories. How was you?
First day. But I came in through Papa cult, so no training. Can't be that hard, right? And just point, shoot.
Oh, nice. You're one of those completely untrained, ideologically extreme recruits.
Yeah, exactly. Just looking through the scope. I don't see any boys.
I think there's a couple over that ridge there. I saw a little spinny hat poking out.
Oh, looks like they got weapons. They got white flags.
They're
coming
after us with these white... I'm afraid for my life. I'm afraid for my life.
There's too much blood. I can't push it back in.
This is a picture of Dipper, my puppy, back at the treehouse.
They ignored the flag.
Get Dipper for me. His food's gonna run out later today, and he's locked inside.
Okay. I'll do it.
Papa, here, I'm gonna untie you.
Boy, you came back for me.
Yeah.
I tried to have you killed 4 times, and you still came back to save me.
I still need you, okay?
I tried to have you killed by poison, by fake mugging gone wrong, suffocation, sword, car bomb.
That's nice to hear you finally admit it.
Knife. There's probably more. I'm really touched. I am.
All right, and that's it. You're out.
What's up? They got shooters over there, boy.
Doc!
But I actually am really quite impressed that you came back to save me. I mean, it shows a lot of character. It really does.
Papa, not now.
No, but I haven't been good to you over the years.
Okay.
You had it all up. No, it says something good about you. I'm proud. I really am.
Doc!
Hey.
Get down on the ground.
Stop.
Get down on the ground. We'll take this boy from here.
No.
Cuff him. We're rounding up all the boys, bringing them in to be gassed.
No.
You're going to be a papa, son.
No, you can't.
Put him in the back of the truck.
I don't want to grow up.
Looks like a runaway shrimp slave trying to protect his master. Is that right? I'm not a runaway shrimp slave. I'm a patriotic father. I'm here to collect my son. Boy called captured me. I was trying to get my boy back to punish him. So that's why I'm in the loincloth. This would just be a lot of closure for me if you let me take the boy in to be gassed myself.
That is not an option.
Not gonna happen. We're gassing the boy.
Come over here, let me scan your chip.
Oh, right, yes, the chip that, proves...
That you've tamed the inner boy inside?
Yes, I've been totally chipped.
Keep your weapons on them, I got this van.
It's a cookie van! It's probably something for the troops. Sometimes I do free day-olds for troops.
You got free day-olds in there? Check
Show us your day-olds, sir. Okay, I'm keeping my hands up, just stepping to the back of the van. Oh, lots of day-olds in there. Here, actually... Some of these cookie jars look really small. I'm just gonna grab my son. He can reach into some of the smallest cookie jars. You know, they say the smaller cookies have more concentration of flavor.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're gonna have to undo his handcuffs for him to reach into small spaces here.
Thank you so much.
There you
go.
You
guys are chocolate types or fruity or a mix?
We get a whole box. A
whole box? Yeah.
Everything. Got a lot of hungry papas.
You can see what they have. I'm not picky. Yeah, and sorry, there's too much light getting into the back of the van. It can be kind of blinding when you're reaching into the smaller cookie pots. You guys mind if we close the back of the van? Because it's also not just the light. I don't pick my best cookies when I feel like I'm being watched. Do you feel that way too, boy? That you have to lose yourself in it a little bit?
Go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, checks out.
What the? Yeah, he's peeling out of here.
Getting away with the cookies.
You gotta go after him.
Super turbo boost. I'm gonna call it in. Father's unquestioning command. We got a situation here. Stop clock, empty nesting, down highway 86, flying with Wendy.
Scratching 10 and nodding.
We need a Stork class helicopter warship to bring him home to daddy. Stole victory cookies from the troops, seeking permission to discipline freely upon detention.
The pipe is packed and the smoke is filling the study. You're approved to trim mustache as required.
Papa, you saved me.
Not really. I mean, I wasn't selfless. You want a cookie?
Selfless or not, it's... Thank you. I don't want them to make me into a papa. I don't want to grow up. You're not going to let them take me, are you, Papa?
Everything is going to be fine, boy. Stop crying about it, put on your mustache, and let's fight back.
Papa, do you think that's a store-class helicopter warship with state-of-the-art boy detention and encapsulation technology? Do you think it's long-range serum injection guns would have that serum those troops were talking about?
Relax, boy. We know nothing about this mysterious helicopter and its various serums. It could be any serums and its serum injection guns.
Papa,
and we talked about this,
gonna
boy.
Inject me. I don't
Separate
wanna...
between what you know and what you're worried might happen. Oh, do you hear that, boy? Someone's saying something to us. What do you think it is?
No, those back doors are reinforced. Don't open
just
them.
Just gonna open for 1 second. Maybe someone needs help. Oh, I'm sorry, we can't sit around playing Game Boys all day.
That's no bubble.
We have to
please open the back door so we can kill you.
Papa, close it. Close it.
Back door exploded off. Attention, Papa on board. Please relinquish your boy. We will go easy on you. Bring him in and nothing bad will happen to you. You'll even be given a reward.
I'm not gonna do it, right, Papa?
Oh boy, what is it with you and always being chased with people trying to detain you?
You know, you invented this whole system that basically criminalized who I am because you didn't like it.
I don't know who you guys think you are in your helicopters, and with all due respect, and I do respect the troops, this boy is my property. I control him. He's part of me. Me and him both get to escape, and we both get to not die, okay? And that is my final offer. Let's not waste any time, gentlemen.
Your offer is rejected.
Oh my god, Papa, they're launching motorcycles at us.
It looks like they have blow darts full of some sort of serum. I can't make out what kind of serum from here.
Oh, Papa.
Probably nothing.
Surrender the boy.
Oh boy, look out, the
shooting.
Significantly more vehicles are now following us, pointing various sized and shaped guns at us.
Hold the boy out the back door, and you'll be off scot-free.
Look out, there's a spike strip on the road.
Too sharp a turn. You almost knocked us over, you maniac.
We're headed for the Fatherson Connection Bridge.
That bridge has been broken for years. Nobody wants to do the work of repairing it.
You are surrounded. Surrender the boy.
Oh my god, there's no way out. They've got tanks, airships, wheel ships, warships.
What, are we going to drive off into the Poppeton River and be swept away and drowned? Or are we going to be killed and exploded in a hail of gunfire?
There's
I
no
don't
way
know
out.
What to do.
There's nothing we can do.
I don't have the information I need
there's
to
no plan,
make a plan.
There's nothing.
That,
nobody's prepared for this scenario.
This is how we die, boy.
At least we tried, right, Papa?
Well, I've had a nice time catching up.
Me too.
So myself and Papa and Boy were careening towards the broken father-son connection bridge, chased by something like 117 troops and 46 vehicles, including a high-powered Stork-class boy detention helicopter warship, of which only 6 have ever been commissioned. I'd prepared a contingency for such an occasion, although I'd obviously hoped that it would never come to pass. I tossed a med kit back between the seats and told them to pop it open. The traumatized medic, who's also an explosives expert, had given me one grenade just in case an occasion like this might arise. And so I told them, boy, you take the slingshot. You're gonna launch this grenade with your slingshot to the third panel on the underside of the helicopter warship, which is its weak point. Papa, you're gonna have to hold him underneath his arms like a little teddy bear, dangle his little feet over the road so he can get a perfect shot. I wish we didn't have to use this plan, but it's our only option left.
I'll do it. But what about the bridge?
A traveling ramp entertainment show, which showcases the beautiful and mysterious ramps of the world, had recently lost a train car, holding a forgettable second-class ramp that usually doesn't even go out on display. Rhodey Papa and Rhodey Boy made sure that it got where it needed to be. Don't worry about it. Focus on landing the shot.
This slingshot sure is wobbly. Papa, you're gonna have to hold me tight, okay?
Boy, you trust me to hold you dangling out the back of a moving van after everything we've...
Papa, not now. We gotta do this.
It's just such character.
This is your last chance. Present the boy, or we will blow up the van.
Papa, we're about to hit the ramp.
Okay, here, I got you. I hold you out at this exact moment. So they brought back turkey sandwiches to the Fatherson military cafeteria.
Like the Papa's given up his boy, holding him out the back of the van.
Dude, can you stop changing the subject all the time? I was talking about turkey sandwiches. You always do that.
Boy, he's pulling back a slingshot.
Now, in solving mysteries and in life, there's planning and then there's execution. Planning is the easy part. It all fits together like a grand puzzle. But doing it, that's the hard part.
when the cookie truck hit the ramp, shooting up in the air at a 55-degree angle. Papa and Boy were hanging out the back of a van, 200 feet above rushing rivers that could drag your body apart across the rocks on the bottom, most pressurized river in history. Dad's hands held Boy secure. He pulled back the grenade in the slingshot, lining up with his eye, and at the peak of the parabola, he let go, landing a dead-eye shot on the third panel on the underside of the Stork-class helicopter warship. When the grenade exploded, it created an explosive decompression that killed 12 high-ranking Fatherson Protectorate officers, took all of the control and propulsion systems offline, and sent a football field-sized death-raining helicopter spiraling down, landing on the other side of the bridge, incinerating each and every single soul that tried to stop Papa and Boy's mission, that came to make him grow up.
We did it, Papa!
Don't celebrate yet! We're still flying through the air!
Papa.
What did I say about that?
Now I'll never have to grow up!
I did my best to land the cookie van in working condition, but looking at the shape it was in when we all walked away from it, I think that might have been impossible. Turns out on the other side of the bridge was Fort Orderly, biggest Fatherson-run prisoner of war camp in the whole region. Life's like that sometimes. We rolled the cookie van across the prisoners' football field right when the underdogs were about to score the game-winning touchdown. The winners stayed winning not because they played better, but because we live in a cold and uncaring world that makes no promises about the future, goodness or merit. After we were all detained and processed, stepson Dearest ordered us on the next train to the torture gallery at the executive suite at Fatherson Palace, where we were held in place in a matte white techno pillory to await our fate. When stepson Dearest came in the room, I noticed he was wearing his dad's shoes. They didn't fit him.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, hey, welcome to the Executive Suite Torture Chamber. Good to see you all.
No.
Nice to meet you.
Let us out.
Boy, I hear that you're supposed to be dead. I love it. Detective, hear that you've been plotting to take me down. Well, who's in whose torture chamber? And Papa, you used to be the main father, and now you've been living as a boy? You really are the representation of boyness, the three of you. It's disgusting. Everything about the boy disgusts me. The little hands, the squeaky voice, the ignorance that causes them to act in a completely unregulated way, causing chaos and instability. We can't have it any longer. It needs to be disciplined. I mean, Boy, do you recognize this video camera? Strange death words, Boy, does that ring a bell? Did you a huge favor in faking those death words so you could escape? And you told him that you'd come back for him.
It wasn't my fault.
He really believed in you, Boy.
Couldn't make it. Too many bombs.
He held adamant that you were just around the corner till the very end.
Weird, Boy. I'm sorry.
Have you ever seen this serum before? Probably not. It's top secret. Highly unstable. Double never, Boy. Turns you into a post-father beastoid killing machine. More father-like than even most fatherish father known. It works great, it's just got one catch. It turns you into an unstoppable killing machine focused only on the annihilation of your enemies, which, admittedly, it might come useful, but highly dangerous. So that might be a fun way to punish you, Boy. I mean, you want to be a boy forever and get to be a super papa instead? Now, Papa, it goes without saying that your boy sympathies and participation in criminal and terroristic activity with Boy Cult merits a punishment in itself, but I'll say on a personal note, you killed my father. Not my stepdad, but my first dad. A working man trying to provide for his family who did nothing wrong.
That could be so many people. Who are you talking about?
I'll just say I wish he was here so he could do the delicate, small surgery on my boy heart to remove the part that makes me grieve him. I guess you've probably never seen this serum either. It's Forever Boy. The real Forever Boy. The unstable, unfinished, abandoned Forever Boy that got as far as to reduce people's age. Oh yeah, it works for that. But at a great cost. It shrinks down your age from Papa to Boy to Baby Boy to nothing. And I mean, what more perfect punishment would there be for you, Papa? I mean, and just juicy, is injecting you with this serum that makes you shrink down to a boy, a baby, and then to nothing at all. You disappear as a little speck.
Oh, real mature.
And Detective Papa, surprised to see you caught up with these high-profile characters. What case are you solving? The mystery of the murdered small surgeon? Isn't that case solved? Why is this case expanded to you to encompass overthrowing known society and instituting a utopia, a heaven on earth? It seems to me like in your grief and your desire to be with your son, you've created this elaborate permission system to think about him every day so you don't have to move on with your life. It's sad. How long ago did your kid die? I mean, come on. Do you need a diaper change, baby? Stop being pathetic.
You don't understand me. I don't see myself in that at all.
Here's your punishment. I am adopting you as my son. I'm going to teach you how to be a real man. You're going to grow up, and you're going to drink your milk, and you're going to be a good boy, and then one day you'll maybe allow to be a father again.
No, that's sick.
You're going to be the last boy. The last boy. It feels good to beat you all. The boyness inside of all of you. Now I'll just put on this rubber glove and pick up this double-headed syringe, perfectly loaded with two serums. And I'm going to get both of you at once, Papa and Boy. Don't struggle or move your arms. You might feel a little pinch here, and ooh, it makes me squeamish to think about the needle going in. But you need it.
Mulligan!
Oh, my serums! No, wait, sorry, I didn't mean to. Oh, my shoes, I tripped over my big shoe.
Give it to him, Mulligan. Yeah. Finish him off.
Don't, please, please.
Don't kill him, tie him up.
Mulligan, I can get you anything you want. You could be one of the leaders of the new society.
Free us, the switch.
Oh, thanks, Mulligan.
Do you know what this serum is? Double Never Boy.
Ah! He injected himself.
Do you know what happens when you take the serum? It'll be an unstoppable killing machine, and I'll take you each out one by one.
Stepson Dearest is changing.
Yeah, it does not well.
I think that's our cue to get out of here.
Wait a minute. This is the Fatherson Palace Executive Torture Suite. I know this place. There's a panic room just around the corner.
It's regaining its strength. It's getting up.
If it's still the same code, this can protect against 300 Papa assailants for 30 minutes. It worked. Take everyone, get in here.
A super soldier Papa is as strong as 500 loyal Papas.
Let me just crunch those numbers. That gives us 6 minutes until he gets in here and rips us all to shreds.
I didn't want to have to resort to this, but I do have a plan for a contingency like this. Mulligan, do you have that blank tape and the notes she wrote for our two stars over here?
Yeah, here you go.
Papa Boy, are you ready to work together against all odds to save the world and put my son's soul to rest?
Let's do it.
Roger that. So here's the plan. With the strange Death Words Boy's camcorder, we shoot a video with you two. With nothing more than the simple truth. You're both alive. And that truth nuke will shock the population out of the hypnosis of their petty family wars, self-aggrandizement, the world united at once in a moment of attention and fixation, and it'll open up the possibility of radical social transformation. And at that moment, you read these papers written by our friend Mulligan. They contain popular science education and a stirring polemic towards the unity between Papa and Boy.
I actually base a lot of that section on your hilarious Boy Death Words, Boy.
After that polemic, you need to forgive Papa for everything he did and the world he created, the ways that he let you down, his inadequacies, failures, his contempt for you, assassination attempts, etc. And then you hug each other, show that you're really patching things up. That's what's most critical. You have to forgive Papa in front of everyone to save the world.
Wait a minute. That...
What, Boy, is there a problem?
Yeah, I mean, I don't forgive you, though. Like, I can't.
Well, give it a shot, Boy.
Not yet. It's in the next 5 minutes?
Boy, this is the end of the world we're talking about. Can't you forgive your old man?
We're working on
it. For a few little things along the way?
And you've been better, but
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt everyone, but I think we only have a few minutes till we're murdered.
Is the video at least going to include him taking accountability for everything he's done?
Well, of course, Boy. I'll say anything to make this work, to patch things up, to make things good again.
I can admit I've made a few minor mistakes along the way, and other people have set me up to fail in certain regards, but I'll take full accountability, and then you can see that I'm changing, and you can tell people I've changed.
I could fake it. What if I just fake it?
But you think we can trick the masses, boy? No, it has to be authentic and genuine, organic.
Boy, just do your best, okay?
Okay, so I guess, should we shoot it over here?
Yeah, that's good. Can you guys stand a little bit closer together? Closer than that. Yeah, just, that's still like pretty far, guys. Turn a little bit towards each other. Yeah. And you lean in a little bit. Great, yeah. You put your arm around him and a smile. Let's see the smile. It's stiff. Can you just relax? Like I'm getting a sense of non-calmness. But yeah, you stepped away from each other. Can you, again? And cut.
You guys nailed it. So we got the tape. Now I'm going to create a distraction to lead that super Papa killing machine away from all of us.
There's 10 seconds until it gets through the door.
Papa and Boy, we need to make sure that you escape towards the palace tunnels and get out of here. Both need to be alive to confirm this tape is true. Mulligan, you figured out how to disable the security systems around the manual override so no one has to sacrifice themselves heroically and be a martyr, right?
Yeah, I did that.
I will. Run.
Go that way. Step away. Look over this way. It's a picture of a car on the wall. Do you like cars?
Yes.
Cool, Dad. You've taught me so much since you adopted me. Do you recognize me? I'm your son. Can you retract your claws and stop baring your teeth? And oh, not into a pouncing position like that. I'm your son, Dad.
I'm your son.
Almost at the top. Slippery. Oh, there it is. The helipad. The manual override office. All that's left now is for me to go inside that room, put in the tape, and be immediately annihilated. This might be the end of my story, but it's the beginning of something bigger and greater than me. So I'll walk into the... What the fuck? A force field. I can't get through. Boy gate. 100% boy-proof security services. They must have added more security. It's completely boy-proof. I can't put the tape in. There has to be some way to do it. I can't do it. Millions of people are gonna die. The world is gonna end.
Hey, sport.
Dad? How did you get here?
I told you I was interested in what you were doing now. I wanted to follow you and see, and to be honest, I couldn't give up on that game of catch. But listen, I know this is important to you, and that's boy proof, and give the tape to me. I'll take it into the override chamber. I'll press play.
Dad, the security system will immediately vaporize you. It will make you explode.
I know, son.
Dad.
This is the end of my story, but Mulligan, you're gonna get a second chance. And I'm proud to give that to you.
Dad.
Now, I won't hear another word about it. I just hope you can forgive me.
Don't go, Dad.
And I'll just pop in this tape.
Attention all papas and boys. Hello everyone, I am Papa Fatherson.
And my name is Boy Fatherson.
And we're not dead.
Yeah, that's right, we're secretly still alive, both of us.
And not only that, but we've been living in Boy Cult under pseudonyms. He was known as Hilarious Boy, he was a martyred war hero.
Which means Hilarious Boy is also not dead. He's secretly alive, and he's me.
That's right, and I was Boy Dangerous, which up until... I guess just a few hours ago, I was the interim leader of Boy Cult.
That's right. I'm the one who trained him. And while we've had our differences in the past, we're here together with an urgent message. The Fatherson system does not work.
That's absolutely right, Boy. This system is founded on a lie. My lie.
The truth is that I, Boy Fatherson, disobeyed my papa constantly. And I never successfully performed even a single surgery. I never listened, and I escaped from him as quickly as I possibly could in order to pursue my dream of becoming a comedian, which I never gave up for him, and achieved twice under two separate identities.
The Fatherson system doesn't work as a parenting system, and it does not work as a governing protectorate of our society, even if you follow the instructions to the letter. The system simply does not work. It's not user error. It's not your fault. The truth is that while boys need papas to raise them and keep them safe, papas don't always know best, and boys have always been capable of more than I, Papa Fatherson, ever gave them credit for. The project of boy subordination has been irrevocably corrupted at the source. I know because I was the one who corrupted it.
And boy cult, which was born as a rebellion against that corruption, has tragically become a reproduction of many of its worst faults. I, Boy Fatherson, say this as a lifelong sympathizer of boy cult. I've seen it all from the inside. Violence, domination, backstabbing, lies piled upon lies.
It's become so bad the boys are rejecting it, and I can confirm that as well as interim boy cult leader Boy Dangerous. Now at this time, for separate and different reasons, both Boy Cult and the Fatherson Protectorate are publicly denying the reality of the science of the tumbling down, even as leaked emails show that both have recognized it internally for some time. The reality is that the military production of genocide supplies is hastening the environmental crisis that only boys can see, which I, Papa Fatherson, founder of the Fatherson system, and the martyred leader of the Fatherson Protectorate, solemnly declare is completely real. Apocalypse is imminent, but it can be stopped if papas and boys work together.
Now, the rogue team of Papa and Boy scientists who pioneered this work, finding ways to work together despite incredible odds, are warning that a catastrophic flood is coming today that will wash away three cities and surrounding regions, killing millions of people in a matter of hours. The evacuation of Boytropolis and Dadsmond must begin immediately. But because there are so few roads going out of Father City, it won't be possible to evacuate in time. That means that nearly 2 million papas and 1 million boys will be drowned in a massive flood in just a few short hours.
Many of them will have their bodies dragged across the pavement and the side of buildings and so on, and maimed in various forms.
That's true.
But there is a way to survive. One way. Empty out the flood-proof and waterproof storage lockers underneath the city and hide the population there until they can be rescued. This does mean that many papas, including many important papas, will have generations of their inheritance washed away. And as Papa Fatherson, I hate that. That totally stinks. But things can be replaced. People can't. I authorize the full use of force to ensure that this property is fully evacuated to save every life.
If you have ever considered yourself a follower of Papa Fatherson, Boy Fatherson, Hilarious Boy, or Boy Dangerous, the four of us are here collectively urging you to please take this threat seriously.
And after the flood, we have to destroy the tools of repression, slavery, and genocide, and rebuild society anew. A collaboration, at last, between Papa and Boy, side by side, moving together like a double helix through history towards greater freedom, equality, justice, and universal liberation, not the domination of one by another.
Because the success of Papas and the success of Boys are linked. The world is not organized into above and below, better and worse, command and control. These are fantasies that dehumanize all of us. It's only by working together, hand in hand, Boy and Papa, can we save the world and transform our institutions. We must all take up this work.
Every single one of us, Papa and Boy, has a responsibility of social transformation for the good of all. And with that in mind, Boy, there's something I wanted to ask you.
Yes, Papa? What is it?
I just wanted to say, from the bottom of my heart, that I am truly sorry, for turning a personal dispute about your childhood career dreams into a society-wide authoritarian system that's created an apocalyptic ecological disaster and led to massive amounts of suffering around the whole society, but with you in particular. You're my boy,
I should have listened to you when you said that you wanted to try comedy. I've seen some of your stuff, and it's not my thing, but I respect it, boy. And I see that you found an audience. I see that you've got a niche. And if I could do it all again, I would do it differently. I'm sorry. And I would like to know if you would be willing to forgive me for that.
Papa, it takes a lot of strength for you to stand here today in front of everybody and admit that you were wrong. To hear you affirming the inherent equality of Papa and Boy is inspiring. And, you know, though you've betrayed me many times, I still believe deep down that everybody is capable of change. So, yes, I do. I forgive you. For everything. Even if Papas and Boys fight sometimes, when we make up and work together, nothing can stop us.
Thank you, Boy.
Oh, Papa.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you, too.
And I'm proud of all the Papas and Boys out there who are just doing their best, and when they make a mistake, they try to set things right. And that's what we have to do now. We've made a mistake, and we're going to set things right.
I love you.
Oh, Boy. I love you. I love everyone. I love all the Papas and Boys. We just want the best for everyone now.
Hey, emotionally guarded Boy?
Yes, emotionally distant Papa?
Have I ever told you that I love you, and I'm proud of you, and that what you think matters, and that you are truly, fundamentally good enough now and in the past and in the future? Have I ever told you that?
No, Papa. You never told me that.
I'm going to start telling you more often, okay?
Okay, Papa.
Hello?
Hey, are you the guy who operates the giant book-burning machine we use to burn all the boy-written and boy-sympathetic and secretly boy-sympathetic books?
Yep, that's me. 6 years I've lived down here, making sure the book chute doesn't get clogged, keeping this machine burning 24/7. Perfect streak of unbroken book burnings.
We're gonna need you to turn that machine off now.
What? Why?
World Revolution!
Who is this? One of those boy sympathizers?
Here, watch this video. You should hear it from Papa Fatherson himself. He's not dead.
All right, I'll just watch this video.
Unforgiving Boy, did you see the message broadcast by Hilarious Boy and Boy Dangerous? The troops are pulling out. They're freeing all the boy captives. Boy, Unforgiving Boy, are you crying?
I forgive them. I forgive them all.
All right, and just sign there. And let the record show that given recent video evidence that the Fatherson system does not work, interim leader Sir Maestro Pawfather has formally signed the declaration abolishing the Fatherson Protectorate, including both Fatherson International, the corporate body, and the Fatherson International, the political body, and all military subsidiaries, once and for all.
Whoa!
Yay!
Jolly good!
Good show.
Sweet long last!
Sign here. Let it be told that interim boy cult leader Unforgiving Boy has signed the declaration formally abolishing boy cult, both the political body, its corporate division Boyco, and including all military slaveholding and terrorist subsidiaries. Once and for all.
Yippee! Boys,
I'll say it, I always thought there was something a little rotten in the Fatherson system.
I would tell people, whenever I could, of course.
Oh, it's so hard to slip it in.
Maybe the boys are fundamentally equal to us. It's such a relief now to be able to just say it.
I thought we were long overdue for a period of revolutionary transition.
Oh, just seeing the boys out there running amok, smiling, laughing, coloring, it doesn't disgust me at all. Things are better now.
All Papa's here to pick up their previously detained boys.
Sorry.
Please form an orderly line.
I'm just trying to...
And we will get to you in the order in which your boy was detained.
Excuse me, my name is Sweetie Pie Papa. Yes, I'm here to pick up my boy. He's about this tall. He's a real Sweetie Pie. I thought they said he was detained here.
Sweetie Pie Papa?
Sweetie Pie Boy, oh, come here. Give your dad a big giant
Papa.
Hug in front of everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
You look so thin. What have you been eating in there?
It's a gruel, mostly.
Well, okay, well, we're going home right now. I've stocked the place with treats and trinkets and toys.
Yay.
And you can have as many as you want, and I don't care who knows it.
Well, that's allowed now. That's...
None of my business if he gets toys for his boy.
I love you, Papa.
I love you too, boy. Now let's get in my car shaped like a big pipe and drive home.
Papa.
I'm telling you, boy, stop complaining. It's just this way, just up ahead.
I thought you said you knew the Fatherson Palace escape tunnels like the back of your hand.
I do, boy.
We've been wandering around here for days.
They've just changed them all around. They've been renovated.
Papa, they haven't changed since we lived in the palace.
Oh, and how would you know that, boy? You've been running around with your boy cult friends. You've barely spent any time at the palace, even when we lived here.
I used these tunnels to escape. That night before the very first televised surgery, did you even know that?
Oh no, I didn't know that actually. We did a 4-month investigation and the Papa Defense Agency determined that you'd escaped by hiding in the trash bags. But that's interesting trivia. Aha! Here it is! The hatch up to the surface! The ladder, boy, I told you we were going the right way. It's just a very long tunnel. Boy, we did it! We saved the world. Let's go up the ladder hand in hand and side by side into a new world that we helped create. What do you say?
I don't want to.
Hey, boy, we're going to have to get this attitude thing down for the adoring public because I'm just going to put my foot down now. You cannot be a bad influence to the boys, okay? Because we're going to get a book deal. We're going to probably do consulting. We might be on different talk shows, radio circuit. We're going to be heroes.
Papa. When we were recording the video, why did you say that my comedy isn't your thing? Why include that detail? You just had to take a shot at me?
Oh, I'm sorry, boy. I'm pathologically honest sometimes. I can't help myself. It just...
You were cutting me down in front of everyone. You've been doing it since I was a little boy.
I know, and I took accountability for that. We're starting a new dawn side by side, boy. Hand in hand. Try to keep up.
Papa, you've tried to have me assassinated multiple times.
Okay, so one little thing, and you're taking back the forgiveness, the public forgiveness. You're just taking it back? Real mature.
When I approached you in that boy cult prisoner transport vehicle with a very common sense plan that involved you not dying, you responded by threatening me and criticizing me. And then on the way to the holding chamber, you tried to bargain with the guards to have me executed instead of you.
You had the whole death words thing. I thought maybe you could do it or something.
And then when stepson Dearest was berating us, I saw you trying to make eye contact with him, doing some sort of Papa military hand gestures. And when he got close, you whispered, "I will betray them right now, if there's room in this for me." Everyone heard it. I asked them when you were in the washroom, in the safe room.
Oh, that? Boy, that? No! That was a Hail Mary at a double cross. I was going to use that position to free everyone. Oh, I feel totally misunderstood now. You should have brought that up when I wasn't in the bathroom.
And now for 2 whole days in these tunnels, you keep on making these joking threats that if I don't respect you enough or I don't listen, you're gonna leave me to get lost in the tunnels or I need you, otherwise I'll get lost and die. And I think I've realized something. You're never gonna change.
You know, I've changed. I'm constantly changing. Goodness sakes, boy, would I ever let you give me this kind of lip before? And you said it yourself, boy, any papa can change.
I do believe that anyone is capable of change, but you almost made me doubt it. There's some part of you that just wants to control people, or who needs something. I don't know what, maybe something grandpa never gave you, but you've had chance after chance to change, but you never do. It's not that people can't change, it's that you can't. Or you don't want to, I don't know which, I'm not sure.
it matters, but the problem isn't Papa's. The problem is you.
I'm a victim of my childhood. You're right, boy. A lot of people have set me up to fail or betrayed me along the way, but I've always forgiven them, especially my father. That was a big moment, the stepping through, being mature, pragmatic, not being naive, boyish, and ungrateful. And, you know, I believe you are going to get there someday, too.
I hate you.
It's absolutely normal for boys your age to hate their fathers. I wouldn't expect anything less.
What would it even look like if we went up to the surface? Just pretend everything's okay. You're a danger to the society we're trying to build. It's only a matter of time before you betray me, you betray us, and destroy everything.
I see. You're driving a hard bargain, boy. Good negotiating instincts. Saying you hate me, threatening me with personal ruin. Obviously, you're trying to get a better deal, a deal closer to your first offer than my first offer. Fair play.
I'm sorry, Papa. I really do believe that Papas and boys are stronger when they work together, but it needs to be done.
A gun? Boy, you're a committed pacifist. You were the leader of Boycott's Nonviolence Caucus. You don't even like to raise your voice. I don't believe for a second that you would take someone's life. Boy.
So long, boy.
You accidentally shot me.
My obedient and strong boy.
You've got tunnel delirium, boy.
How did all go wrong?
Let's just go to the surface, get a traumatized medic. I'll forgive you on television for shooting me.
You've never expressed a single moment of genuine interest in me. You don't care about me. You don't care about anything other than yourself. You never have.
The part of me you hate is proud of you, boy. And me and you are gonna...
Use your forceps on my brain to take away the pain. Make me believe.
Papas and boys have been reorganizing society into a complementary system that places neither above the other. And boy and papa experts are saying it's going great so far.
I had the pleasure today of speaking to one of 3 million survivors of the Great Father City Washaway. How many generations of precious heirlooms did you lose?
Well, you know, we're a modest family. We had 3 generations per locker and 9 generations of stuff stored, so that was 3 lockers total. My son actually would have started the 4th family locker, but to answer your question, nothing. We lost nothing of value. It's amazing, actually. When we were chucking everything out onto the street, it was mostly just useless crap. And we had plenty of room inside the storage locker with us for anything that was, you know, really sentimental that we wanted to keep. And I mean, now who even needs storage lockers now with all these Papa Boy public libraries that have been popping up everywhere, offering various goods and services of all kinds? You can really get anything you need at one of those. So yeah, it worked out great.
Nearly every person in Father City that day was saved by the collective decision to value human life over property. The only casualties of the Great Flood were some 30,000 Papa Cult troops. In the midst of a power struggle after stepson Dearest's monstrous transformation, the 700,000 loyal sons scattered. The remaining loyal members of Papa Cult elevated a leader from their ranks, Crackshot Papa, who had just become a sniper that day and who ordered all remaining Papa Cult loyalists to converge on Father City to save that property by any means necessary. However, when they arrived, the mountains of clutter in the streets made it impossible for them to get anywhere. And by the time they decided to retreat, it was impossible to get out. They drowned in the streets, washed away like paper soldiers, trying to protect other people's property.
Revolutionary hero Boy Fatherson has shared more details on the selfless sacrifice of his father, Papa Fatherson, at Fatherson Palace.
He was not a perfect man. He made mistakes, but he apologized, and he was working on himself. And I know that he would have changed his ways had he survived. He told me so. And when we were escaping the palace, just as we were about to go up to the surface,
A Papa cult soldier who'd been following us through the tunnels for days, attacked, shooting at us. And Papa Fatherson, my Papa, he jumped in front of that bullet to save me, shouting, "Listen to the boy!" And when that soldier realized who he'd killed, he shot himself in shame. Papa Fatherson sacrificed himself to save me. And with his last words, he took accountability, not just for what he'd done to me, but for what all fathers have done to all boys. And without his selfless sacrifice, we would not be here today.
Papa Fatherson's verified death words have been flying off the shelves since his release Friday, becoming the number one selling book in all of Papa and Boy history.
Major Daddy, the turncoat Fatherson general who leaked classified documents and freed boy leaders, was honored today with a state funeral, reserved for heroes of the revolution. He was killed during the reign of stepson Dearest, leaving many admirers and friends behind.
I worked with Major Daddy for years undercover. He was my best friend. We were forced to separate when our position was blown, and I was never able to talk to him again because it was too dangerous, but I did break the rules once. Before he was killed, I delivered a package to his doorstep. It was a cigar case, and inside it, two cigars with gold lettering saying the word friend. I just hope that he understood what it meant, what he meant to me.
The Binational Father-Son Ecological Democracy has just celebrated its 10th anniversary, with scientists saying that the damage of the previous era has been undone, and with harmony and justice, the way of life for all.
This one's gonna make you feel old. Remember retired revolutionary hero Boy Fatherson? He runs a comedy club now, and he's just become a papa, believe it or not, welcoming a bouncing baby boy into the world, which he's named Baby Peanut. He's continuing to reject calls for him to take on a leadership role in our beautiful utopia, saying that he wants to focus on achieving his dream of encouraging and supporting his boy to achieving his dreams.
And so, in the end, we pulled it off. We delivered the message the world needed to hear, preventing the apocalypse and creating heaven on earth, putting my son's soul to rest. Now, I knew I was risking my life by being a distraction for this monster, but I thought I had it all figured out. My plan was to attach a picture of a car to a paper plate and tape that paper plate to a broom. Sources inside the Boy Genocide Institute who owed me a favor let me know these double Papa Beasts show mating behavior with classic cars. It's one of the reasons they had to pause the government rollout with a series of property harassment lawsuits. My plan made a lot of sense, but even a good plan can go wildly off the rails. The marketing materials for these safe rooms rounded up by 0.18 Papa strength units, meaning we miscalculated how long it would take this beast to get in, missing the opportunity to get my broom scheme together and ready. He came closer and closer, shadow hanging over me, teeth bared, claws out, ready to rip me to shreds, like today's fresh catch. Just at the moment I thought he was gonna pounce, he swept me up in his arms and held me close to his chest, cradling me like a little baby. He remembered me. He remembered adopting me. He knew I was his son. He carried me back to his nest and took care of me all night, giving me encouraging attention and snacks and helping me do the things I want to do. He planted tender kisses on my forehead, and I gotta admit, cradled safely within the arms of this enormous, hairy beast twice my size, a pa-pa-pa, I hadn't felt that safe and warm for a long time. It healed something in me. It healed that injured boy inside, and I felt like my son was there too in some weird way. I could feel it in my body. I was letting go. Dad was right. I have to honor my son without allowing it to take over my life. And I need to find who I am outside of this grief. I only wish that night spent in Dad's arms could last forever. But that double never boy, that's rough stuff. Not ready for prime time. When I woke up the next morning in his nest, Dad was struggling to breathe. I rushed Dad to the hospital wing of the elite Fatherson Protectorate military base, but by the time me and Dad got there, Dad's gigantic, loving heart gave out. My dad was dead. The only thing that made it bearable was the palliative clowns who are really professionals about keeping this kind of thing light. And I know some people don't like me admitting to this, or they think it's not right, or there's something that... whatever. That horrible monster was my father, and I loved him. He was a good dad to me, and he adopted me fair and square. So that's it. The case of the small surgeon, tied up in a nice bow. My boy is looking down on me from boy heaven, smiling and nodding, giving a thumbs up. Mystery solved.
And so, Detective Papa was able to escape the Fatherson Palace and establish a new life for himself, a peaceful life. Papa Fatherson was remembered as a hero, and Boy got to move back to the farm and live a simple life doing the things he loved. Mulligan, fearing the worst, had himself cryogenically frozen in a mountain science lab, with explicit instructions only to be unfrozen if the Fatherson system has returned. An insurance policy against the contingency of history. The remaining leaders of the boy genocide were imprisoned for life inside of a very nice room where all their needs were taken care of, and they spent the rest of their days learning about basic things like kindness, empathy, and treating others as they'd like to be treated. The gas chambers were dismantled, and a pact was signed to destroy all genocidal serums and their formulas, and to never pursue their invention again. After that, the boys and the papas began the long, multi-generational work of uprooting the deeply entrenched ideological beliefs in supremacy and domination that allowed genocidal ideas to flourish in the first place. Overall, the new system that replaced the Fatherson system and boy cult, the father and son system, worked. It was a renaissance of freedom and dignity. And by the end of his life, Boy Fatherson, now Papa Fatherson II, died satisfied, with a loving son by his side, caring for him, in a world that worked for everyone. The end.
And so, for 81 long years, the father and son system brought peace and stability to the world. But before he died, Boy Fatherson was burdened with the decision to kill his father. It ate at him inside. On his deathbed, to his beloved son, he confessed. His son, knowing the truth, and knowing that telling the truth is the right thing to do, told everyone. And that narrative black swan hit the world like a rocket, and led to decades of infighting and factionalism, chaos, coups and counter-coups, faked deaths, disguises, and high-stakes betrayals. In this context, a new father-dominated system was forged in the rupture. The Papa classicists unearthed half-complete records from the fallen Fatherson system, turning Papa Fatherson into a type of mythic figure from antiquity, subordinating boys again under the heel of the Eternal Father. Tragically, the mountain lab where Mulligan's cryogenically frozen body was held was buried in an avalanche and forgotten about as the old revolutionaries died out. At the same time, boy cult records started to emerge, creating a resurgent boy uprising, speaking to the eternal call of freedom within the youth. And so, really, ultimately, everything returned to, eventually, how it was, except different and in some ways weirder. The end.
And so, after 597 long years of patriarchal rule, the new Fatherson system was overthrown by the new boy cult. Historians say a major turning point was the famous uprising at the boy pageant at the mall, a small riot in a mid-sized town that sparked something bigger, inciting a series of skirmishes that resulted in boy cult troops seizing large sections of the Fatherson Protectorate and establishing a dictatorship of the boy. The boyocracy that overtook the new Fatherson system subordinated the papas for over 2,000 years. Vast overproduction of candy, toys, and trinkets caused ecological devastation, requiring all papas and boys to migrate to a techno-boyocratic cyber seastead metropolis called New Boy Island. Now, an underground group of papas and papa sympathizers called Mulligan Cult has a plan to launch a slave revolt in the sea shrimping fields. A slave revolt, they think, might change the balance of power once and for all, bringing New Boy Island back into balance for the benefit of papas and boys alike. It's going to be a hard fight, and it's not clear whether or not they will succeed, but it's worth a second shot. Alright, everybody, and welcome back to the final episode of What Papa and Boy Did.
Whew. It's over. It's complete. All those dangling threads into threaded threads.
You know I've always had a cork board with strings connected, and when you see it all laid out like that, it is the most beautiful thing in the world.
It makes a picture. Beautiful string art.
I can't believe the amount of closure I'm feeling right now, the amount of satisfaction I'm feeling.
It's epic.
Fullness.
Narrative satiation.
Exactly. I feel complete.
Yeah, and I think here's the million-dollar question right now. Is Papa and Boy, the Fatherson Saga, the greatest radio show of all time, or is this the greatest piece of human art of all time? Mm-hmm. And for me, I'm thinking piece of human art, I have to say. I think I can't think of something else that quite scratches all these itches in quite all that order into such a...
I think up until the moment where Boy killed Papa, which I did not see coming, I would have said it was just the greatest piece of art in all of history, but I think I'm going to go even bigger than that and say it's the greatest thing in history of all things, including non-art things.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's a ringing endorsement, and I do agree seeing them play off each other in that... Mm-hmm. Climax, I mean.
Surprising yet inevitable.
Well, I think I might even go further and say Papa and Boy, the Fatherson Saga is not just the greatest of all things. It's actually perhaps the greatest of all both things and non-things alike.
Wow.
So even including everything that's not a thing.
Yeah, that's an even bigger claim than mine.
It's quite a bit larger.
Whew. That's just the kind of difference of opinion you get on an after show like this. And I feel a little bit sad that Papa and Boy will never do anything next again. But I feel joyful in knowing everything that they did.
Sometimes when something ends, like when you finish a story, it almost feels like your friends died or something.
Yeah, I do feel that way right now.
At the end of the book, you're like, oh, my friends, where'd they go? Just ideas.
Yeah, well, I guess you just start back at the beginning again, and there they are.
That's right. Listen to it over and over again. Memorize it. I turn various sections into memes, propagate it. That's all we can do as a super fan.
You know, Papa and Boy isn't the only thing that's coming to an end. This show is also coming to an end because Papa and Boy have done everything that they will do.
That's what Papa and Boy did. What more can you say? We can't react to nothing happening.
So it's sad for them and that we're going to be missing those characters, but I think it's also sad for us and that we're going to be missing ourselves.
You know what? I'm just going to throw it out on the show. What if we started a new podcast called Seriously Wrong that we host together?
Yeah, that's quite an idea. That's interesting. It's 2014. Who's going to stop us from starting a podcast?
Yeah, I mean, we've just had a professional relationship so far, but maybe we could really explore the medium. I sense a spark of creativity there, I'll be honest.
We've had our differences over these episodes of opinion, but I think that's just the spark that might make this thing work.
This might be the origin story of, I mean, well...
A podcast remains that could run for 1,000 episodes.
Maybe create world peace.
Maybe, who knows?
And I guess people would be able to support that on Patreon, like down the road, I mean.
Yeah. The show is called Seriously Wrong. It would be patreon.com/seriouslywrong.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes sense for a web link.
And yeah, people would go. They'd chip in a bit, probably $6, whatever. And we would thank them.
Excuse me. Are you the host of What Will Papa and Boy Do Next?
Yes, we are. Right. We're on the air.
How can we help you?
I just wanted to give to you both this award for excellence in reaction after show AstroTurf fandom panel shows.
Oh my god, really? Us? We won?
This is...
on our last episode?
Yeah, the after show panel fandom is just obsessed with your guys's... it's just been immaculate coverage.
I've been cheering for the financial performance of this show for so long now, and I just... to get recognized for it.
It's an honor, sir. And thank you to everyone who gave us this award today.
Thank you for surprising us with this award on the show today.
Yeah, we're professional reactors, but you made us speechless.
So, that's what Papa and Boy did.
Hello and welcome to What Spinoffs and Licensed Papa and Boy Products Will Be Released Next.
Now, Papa and Boy, the series, has come to an end.
But it's a phenomenon.
But the Papa and Boy universe is just getting started.
T-shirts, mugs, tattoos.
Have you seen those Papa armchairs they've created? It's like sitting in your favorite Papa.
We've heard reports they're sending out child and adult-sized Papa and Boy pajamas to test markets right now. They're looking at a big rollout. Yeah. Spinny hats, pipes, and then obviously the media universe.
I want to see things that happen both before the Fatherson saga and after the Fatherson saga, and probably also interstitial within the Fatherson saga.
Of course.
Exploring all those little nooks and crannies like Major Daddy and the Head, Buddy Cop show. It's a no-brainer. They've already got a showrunner announced. It might not happen, obviously, but that depends on the hype. So get out there and...
I really want to see this interaction around the strange boy who films Death Words, how he violated his principles to help out Boy Fatherson, was left behind. I don't know the details, but that seems like it could be like a Rogue One. It's, or like Quentin Tarantino's take on Boy Cult Patrolmen, that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, I would love that.
Yeah, and when it was first announced, it scratched heads, but people are really excited about this new role-playing game, Torso's World. The demo was amazing. Everyone agrees it's one of the best looking games they've seen in Boy Cult, playing as Torso in the tunnels.
It's a strange position to be in because you're neither controlling the legs or the voice, but you're holding up the whole stack.
They say that a lot of sort of Papa and Boy characters do have cameos or missions, things like that, so you can look forward to that.
I look forward to seeing them say things that neither conflict with anything that exists in the universe, nor...
You're going to establish canon in a video game, God, no.
No, I just want it to be familiar and they sound like themselves and they stop by and... Yeah.
But there's a certain margin you can play in and remain canon enough to satisfy without binding future epics.
But I think all this aside, we all know where the future of this franchise is going, and it's been going there for a long time, and it's Mulligan.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
he's
the breakout star. He's,
If there's ever going to be a second Papa and Boy, it's obvious second chance Mulligan would be. I mean, he's frozen in the mountains, forgotten about. We hear about this place Mulligan Cult in New Boy City. I mean,
exactly. What's that about? Is that connected?
Think, is it they know of the legend of Mulligan and that they want to like find him? Like it's part of their quest is they're going to free him and they're going to convince him, even though it's not the Fatherson system, this new system is equivalent. Like he's their hope of freedom, this legend of Mulligan.
Right, right.
That's kind of where my head goes. But
yeah, it could also be that Mulligan is already been unfrozen and he's been planting seeds in the society so that they will worship him, and then so when he does reveal himself they will be primed to be his followers.
Right, yeah, no, maybe the end of the first kind of arc is find the place where he's frozen, they get inside, they crack it open and he's not there. So what does that mean? And then, or I mean, now this is just a big swing and I don't know if this is, maybe they're fighting this bad guy who's always on their tail kind of thing. They got the legend of Mulligan and they finally confront him in the head office or whatever, the chair turns around and who is it? Mulligan.
Oh,
he's leading their society somehow now. And I don't know, they'd have to justify that somehow, and I don't know if that's a end of the season thing or a first episode thing or what, but I'm saying I would listen to that.
I trust them to choose the right ending for the seasons and episodes, and all I know is that I will be on the edge of my seat looking, hoping, dreaming, wishing to know what happens next with Mulligan. I already am, and I'm primed to be even more.
Yeah, well, and it's appropriate. We're talking about licensed Papa and Boy products, and the reason that these chairs are so stable is the edge of the seat breaking chair problem that the Papa and Boy company engineers solved with the Papa and Boy special watching seat that allows you to
be on the edge of your seat without damaging the chair for prolonged periods of time.
Yeah, who knew the real game changer in media entertainment would come from an innovation in chairs?
It's let the creators let go. It's let the creators go wild without having to worry about all these breaking chairs. And
yeah, no, it's amazing. And I'm sat with my Mulligan action figure keeping me company, and we are just waiting for whatever graces the airwaves next.
Yeah, and also if they never want to touch it again, all the power to them.
Oh yeah, it's their universe, of course. We'll always have fanfic. And so that was it. That's the story of Papa and Boy. The real ending. What did you think? Sorry about that prank I played on you.
No, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Honestly, I had come to really embrace and reflect on the nihilistic undertones of the false fake ending.
Kind
of
tied everything up nice, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so that is the real ending of Papa and Boy, Father Son Saga.
I can't believe you tricked me with that fake ending. This is so great. I love everything about it, but I still have one burning question, Papa.
Oh, what is it, Boy?
Did that last Papa and Boy at the end there, who he was reading it to his boy, did they go on more adventures after this? Was there spin-offs and...
Yes, don't worry, Boy. There was spin-offs and merchandising deals and mini-serieses and...
I was so invested in their relationship because he tricked his boy just like you tricked me, but...
No, they go on all sorts of many wonderful adventures, and if you only have the money to experience it, then we shall. I mean, you could ask for your birthday or something like that, and...
Oh, boy.
And I'll just pop this tape out here. And that completes your Mulligan cult training.
Oh, I understand everything now.
I got the history I need to fight for the freedom of Papa's and Boys.
For Mulligan, we fight!
Mulligan!
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 We need a second shot!
A second
Mulligan.
Chance!
All right, everyone, you know the scene here in New Boy City. The rule over us Papas. We're gonna storm the boys' palace tonight. Hey, kid, what do you think? Are you in?
Sounds like a suicide mission.
Not what I asked, kid. I asked, are you in?
Oh, I'm in.
So now the credits are rolling, the cool credits, like in a tough, cool, hardcore font.
Yeah, badass credits.
So everyone who listened to this know that they're cool with the music and stuff. I mean, it's saying Papa and Boy is a production of Seriously Wrong Productions, Wrong Boys Media Co. That's our legal designation.
That's true, yeah. For our various media ventures. And then, yeah, there's a lot of credits up there rolling by. You know, it's me and you, pretty much all of them, writing, performing, editing,
like
voices.
Sean Villiers, Aaron Moritz, Sean Villiers, Aaron Moritz.
Concept, story by.
Key Grip, script supervisor, executive producer, Sean Villiers and Aaron Moritz. Yeah, it's a little gratuitous.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe it should have just been one list of all the titles and then just the names once.
Right, yeah, it should just be scrolling through titles still, all of the names of all the characters that we played, and like after a few minutes of titles scrolling,
yeah,
then just our names.
Yeah.
But I mean, we didn't make this entirely by ourselves, although, you know, the credits tell a story. We did do the lion's share. But also, I mean, really, like in a fundamental way, the show genuinely could not have happened without the support of our listeners and donors and our Patreon community, people who donate to make the show happen and give us feedback on stuff. Like, it's so valuable and appreciated by both of us.
Yeah, well, we're making the show happen. The patrons are making us happen by feeding us, which sustains our lives.
In one universe, there's no Papa and Boy and we die of starvation. Or in the other universe, there's no Papa and Boy and we're well fed and we're, you know, cashiers.
Right.
Or garbage men. Not that there's anything wrong with that. In fact, it's a very dignified type of work.
Just hard to record and edit the podcast series at the same time.
Yeah, when you're picking up garbage, no. It's just not gonna, your boss is gonna be on your ass about that.
Truck's way too loud, too. Like, that's not an ideal recording environment. Oh, look, here's some credits that are different from us. That's Dan Warren, writer on the Boy Fatherson Memorial song.
That's right, yeah. We worked with Dan on that. DanWarren.bandcamp.com, I think, is where you can find his music. He's actually a scientist, he's like an evolutionary biologist who has like 15,000 citations on Google Scholar from his many papers. There's also Adam Sowell from the Texas band Tribo,
You'd find it. I think it's tribo.bandcamp.com as well. He did the voice, the beautiful...
Yes, Sir Maestro Puff Father, I think, technically.
Yeah, that crooner.
Yeah.
That in-universe crooner. We found a real-world crooner.
So yeah, that's the credits. And I guess this is probably the part where things are going to get squeezed over to the side and they're going to start showing some bloopers.
Yeah, you know, I always love the behind-the-scenes bloopers, gags. It brings you to the set.
Well, you invented this whole system that basically criminalized who I am because you didn't like it.
Classic boy. Always lying.
I thought you planned for everything. This is all going wrong. I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
Oh, it's recording.
Right. Oh, it's recording. That was...
Yeah, okay. Yeah. The only thing stronger than a double helix is a single helix.
A big, thick helix. Come off too sexual.
I think it's fine.
I don't know how to like be Mulligan, especially like in this moment. It's just like, who is Mulligan? I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't matter. As long as I say I am Mulligan every few seconds, it'll be right.
Stepson, dearest boy, do you...
Or no, I would be a papa, probably, because we're...
Yeah.
Stepson, dearest.
Fully formed fathers, marching right out.
Straight from the source.
I imagine this yes really funny in my head. I don't know if I can actually hit the...
Yes! 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 I will kill them!
Not good. He took me... He took me back to his nest.
Open the back door so we can kill you. I just got that worried that the post person was going to hear me yelling
saying
that.
We can kill you. Someone on the other side of a door and you're saying this incredible line for Papa and Boy. Police come here.
You know what, son? You're ready to hear the end.
Thank you, Papa.
The finale of the last... Papa and Boy.
Thank you, sir.
So can you say something? I don't even care what it is, but that ends on kind of a longer, it's like,
So I'm going to, in my head, he's pouncing on me. And he's grabbing me and holding me. It'll sound bad. Like, your first instinct would not be like, I'm safe, right?
Yeah, so it's a mixture of growling and some, like, movement sounds and you...
And me, like, increasingly yelling until I'm cut off of, like a what the fuck kind of, like, yell. That's...
Okay. it's still recording.
Okay.